I do think there have to be consequences for abject war crimes. If you're doing something that is just completely unlawful and ruthless, then there is a consequence for that. That's why the military said it won't follow unlawful orders from their commander-in-chief. There's a standard, there's an ethos, there's a belief that we are above what so many things that our enemies or others would do.
So, Senator, what do you think of that?
Well, Aaron, I think he's correct, and it's exactly what we said. But when we said it, Pete Hegseth now, said 8 years later, or 9 years later, he says what we said was false and reckless. And I think it begs the question, what has changed? And it's pretty obvious what has changed is we have an unqualified Secretary of Defense who only cares about sucking up to this president and loyalty to this president. That's the difference. It's who's commander in chief. What we said was uncontroversial. The White House sort of confirmed that. They said his uncontroversial remarks, they were the same as ours. I mean, this is so ridiculous. And what the president wants to do now is intimidate us and stop us from talking, which is not consistent with our Constitution. And beyond that, Aaron, he said we should be hanged for what we said, executed for what we said. And what we said was exactly the same thing that Pete Hegseth said in 2016.